Warning, the following content may be disturbing for some people. Listener discretion is advised. It's the Darren Copeland Experience.
With me, Big Fuzz.
Right here on Mile High Sports Radio.
Welcome back to the Darren Copeland Experience. It's the last hour of the week. It's of a Fiesta Woo! Friday.
Woo! Fiesta Friday.
Hope you guys are having a great time. Woo! So Mother's Day weekend. Hope you guys have a bunch of nice things planned for your mothers. Darren's taking his wife to Golden Corral, so that's going to be cool.
Yes. Yes, yes, I am. Well, she, you know what? I always tell her, let's go to Golden Corral. She's like, no. And I go, chocolate fountain. But what about the chocolate fountain?
I actually thought we were going to take my grandma Gallegos up to, she likes to gamble.
Oh, they all do.
They do. So she likes to gamble. So periodically, we have been known to take her up to Black Hawk. Last time we went to Black Hawk, I was like trying to find that big buffet, the best buffet in Black Hawk up there. And I couldn't remember which one, so we went to this one, and it was terrible. But now I remember where it's at. So if we go up there, I'll be able to go to the really nice buffet up there.
Well, I mean, that's nice that you can actually, you know, be able to actually pay for such an impressive buffet.
It's a nice buffet. It's really nice. But I don't gamble, so I'm not going to spend any of my money on gambling.
Grandma, if you want something to drink, get over by the slots.
She does. Well, she doesn't drink, but she will spend, I'm not kidding, like 5 hours on the slots.
Oh, yeah, the penny slots.
Cha-ching, cha-ching, cha-ching. I can't. I don't even like video poker, video blackjack. I mean, there's nowhere you go up in that place that is not designed to take your money from you.
Yeah.
Everything is designed to take your money from you.
Yeah.
I don't like that. So I don't go up there.
You know that one big hotel that they built, that big parking lot?
Mm-hmm.
They put dynamite up there and it came down and they found enough gold in the rubble to be able to pay for the parking lot.
That's fantastic. Of course they would. I mean, it was a mining town. There's probably still a lot of gold up in them thar hills.
Don't tell people that.
And Central City. I mean, Leadville probably has a bunch of, I don't know, but lead in those mountains.
No, silver? They had silver. A lot of silver. A lot of silver.
Colorado was at one point the silver capital of the world.
Yep. And Leadville was the capital.
And then the silver crash, and Colorado went bust.
Why did silver crash?
Because we became the gold standard.
Oh, yeah, that's a problem.
So we were using a lot of silver as a country, and a lot of other countries were. But once the United States switched over to the gold standard, silver became much less in need or desired. And a lot of other countries followed suit.
See, it's educational here.
Yes.
If you want to call 303-831-1340. By the way, you know, if you don't hear, or you hear something that's funny and you want to tell people, Just go to audioboom.com, looked up Darren Copeland Experience, and you can check us out. You can check out any of our streaming. You can check us out later on the podcasts.
Go ahead and download the mobile app. It's Mile High Sports mobile app, and you can find us there as well and stream us live, or also find any of our recordings. So if you heard something or if you missed something, if you weren't with us last hour, we had a great show last hour. We did some really funny stuff. Go back and listen to it. You won't be disappointed. Not at all. You know why the United States used silver?
To fill their teeth?
No, because Britain used silver.
Oh, great.
They were on the sterling silver. So 1 pound sterling silver. So for 100 years, we
were
on the
same. You know, that's stupid. I mean, if England jumped off a bridge, would you jump off a bridge?
Well, we kind of did. They kind of jumped off a bridge to the United States, and then we followed and became our own people, and then. But then we're like, hey, you know what? They've been using silver for a long time. It doesn't make sense. Why don't we just keep using silver?
Yeah, besides, you need silver for teeth.
I think they just used wood.
No, they did not use wood.
George Washington did.
George Washington did not use wood.
He had wooden teeth.
He did not have wooden teeth.
Ivory teeth.
That's not wood.
He had fake teeth.
They were not his own teeth, but they were not wood.
I read somewhere they were wooden.
They were, yeah. You where they read that? In every textbook of a child's, but it is not true that, in fact, he did not have wooden teeth.
What did he have?
He had teeth that were made from other teeth. So that's kind of gross to think about.
That is.
He had teeth that were made from animal teeth, which is kind of gross. And then there might have been ivory, but there's definitely not wood.
Huh. Okay.
And you thought that he didn't tell a lie. Oh, there wood.
Well, to be fair, he may not have been the one to spread that rumor.
It totally puts a different twist on what he must have sounded like when he was giving speeches and stuff.
Really?
Yes, sure. He's talking like this all the time because his teeth were coming out. Quick, guys, let's get across to Delaware as fast as we can.
I think they actually used lead in some cases to fill teeth with. Before they understood
not for
how
very
deadly
long.
It was.
Heck, I don't want some of those lead in here. I'll just use some of those animal teeth. Father, see, that's me being the father of a country. Get that? That's what George Washington looked like, sounded like.
He had fake teeth, so he could speak.
Yeah, but they were all falling out.
Are you sure?
You're pretty sure. What'd he say?
I am Groot.
So when we left, you were on the bandwagon to lynch Kroenke again.
Well, I just think that they need he needs to step in, but he can't step in by means Stan. But Josh needs to become his own man and realize that he will be a much better owner of these teams if he actually figures out that you need to make them successful. And it's not just about you making a buck and tearing things down. It's about you actually building these up and selling them for way more money.
Well, he'll be a much more beloved owner.
If he does that.
I don't know that he'll be a better owner in his eyes. Because in his eyes, being a best owner he can be.
Well, right now he's the one in charge of the Avs.
Yeah.
Right now he's the one in charge of the Nuggets.
Uh-huh.
Right now, it's Josh, I mean.
Yeah.
And he's the one in charge of the Rapids, and he's the one in charge of the of Arsenal.
Mm-hmm. And they're all making money.
No, I don't think they are. I don't think
Nuggets did.
Well, Nuggets might have, but I think they might be the only one. I can't imagine the Rapids are right now.
Oh.
Not a lot. Maybe they're breaking even.
I don't know. I think, don't they own the stadium? Didn't he build
it's
the stadium?
Possible. I don't know.
You own the stadium. You make all that money.
Yeah, maybe.
You know,
we just need $200 million, man. If we have $200 million, just get a Kickstarter. It's $200 million. We'll buy the Colorado Rapids. Okay, the average team is worth $150 million. Mm-hmm. Okay, $150 million. So we put $150 million into the stadium and the team. All right, and then we put the other $50 million in, and we don't go crazy going with, like, you know, getting all the most popular players and stuff. We spend a little bit of money, just a little. Right?
Mm-hmm.
I'll even give you $1 million. Okay, so you get $1 million, I get $1 million. Alex, he gets $1 million, and that, it'll be us three.
Okay.
So, and then what we do is we just make this team good. We spend
with
the money.
$3 million.
No, you have $40 million left. $1 million's your salary, man.
Oh, I see. Okay.
I'm sorry, $500,000?
So
is that
$40 million, you're going to go get enough players.
Probably not 40 million, but maybe like 10 million or 20 million. I'll go improve the team a lot.
Okay.
And then we'll go win an MLS Cup and then we'll be bathed in glory and we'll sell the team for 300 million and boom.
Bathed in glory. All that Colorado soccer glory.
Golden soccer glory. Golden soccer glory.
Okay.
It's a shower of soccer glory just coming right down all over you.
Okay.
Like a golden shower of soccer glory just coming right down all over your face and your head and just all over you, that glory.
It would be great to bathe in that shower of glory.
That gold.
Hey, you're. Glory showers are the best kind of showers.
Those golden glory showers.
I don't care what color they are.
You wouldn't.
See what you did there.
That didn't work out so well. I'm sorry.
No, it was fine. It was good. It was, I have no intention of buying the Rapids.
But it'd be fun, right?
I don't know. I honestly don't know.
Come on. Because
you have to have the stadium with it.
Yeah, well, the stadium comes with it.
For $200
million. $200
million. Well, we'll just call up a friend to see if they can write a check.
It's Darren Copeland. We'll have more of Whatever That Was coming up. Quemando el techo, guayando con aprovecho, sobando, sobando, sudando la noche, sudando, gozando la